Good afternoon. You're listening to KMXT 100.1 FM's Talk of the Rock. I'm your host today, Dylan Simard, and joining me is Jenna Lowmaster, Executive Director of the Kodiak Chamber of Commerce. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. It's been a beautiful morning. I've kind of missed the snow, but I thought it would be like less slippery, but it's just more slippery.
It's so much more slippery. You got that layer of ice with the snow on top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't think it could get any worse. No, like last winter, I dislocated both of my shoulders on two separate occasions. Ooh. Just slipping on the ice, which was fine. They went back in. They kind of stayed mostly, but...
Gotta get those ice cleats.
Yes, I had them. So that's neither here nor there. What you're here to talk about today is a few different topics. I guess let's jump right into some of the local seasonal sales and festivities that are going on around town.
Perfect. There are quite a few. Let's start off with the Aleutic Museum Holiday Artist Series. So this Saturday, the 18th, from 11 to 5, they are featuring the Aleutic artist Susie Malutin and her hand-sewn fur goods, along with Emerald Isle Essential and their line of handcrafted locally distilled body products. So head over there. Then you also have the Frame Shop with their artist series. You have Kodiak Lightworks, along with Birch Tree Blooms, and their local art over at the Frame Shop. And don't forget that they are going to be having their famous gift wrapping station with hot cocoa on Monday through Wednesday of Christmas week. So go over, get your presents wrapped, and see all of the local art over there. And then you also have the Islander Bookstore with their local artist pop-up. And this Saturday is Kayla McDermott from 10:30 to 4 with her Kodiak-inspired gifts. So a lot of local artists at our local shops. Also, this Saturday is Mating Kodiak's Winter Solstice Bazaar from 10 to 8 over at the Kodiak Convention Center, and it's going to be right around the time of Harbor Lights Festival put on by the Kodiak Maritime Museum, which that will be happening about 5 to 9. So also keep a lookout on the weather, whether the boat parade will be happening. So that will be called, I believe, 2 days prior. But the boat parade will be hopefully happening in the Near Island Channel, which will begin at 6. So keep your eyes out. A lot of information happening on Facebook on that as well. But some of the other great specials happening, Grand Slam Toys and Games has their 12 days of Christmas deals. Visit their store or on Facebook to see their deal of the day. Kodiak Marine Supply has 20% off of all their socks and t-shirts from the 13th to the 19th. Kodiak Power Sports Marine has 25% off their climb gear and their Polaris specials as well. Norman's Fine Gifts has extended hours, will be open till 6:30 the week of the 17th to the 23rd. Don't forget about the Rookery. They have some great gift ideas and lots of gifts for any crafter. So definitely check their stuff out. And don't forget about Bella Bronze. They have some great stocking stuffers. Oh, that is a tongue twister.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, I think I might need some more coffee. And don't forget about, thinking of coffee, Harborside and Flyby have some great gifts as well. And I have some other specials I need to look up really quickly.
Do your thing. It seems like there's a whole lot going on right
there
now.
There is. So it's, you know, it's 'tis the season to shop local. So get out and, you know, visit all of our local merchants and get out, support local. Kodiak Furniture has 10% off all genuine leather furniture sets, weighted blankets, are also great last minute gifts. Lots of good stuff right now going on at all of our merchants. It's a great time to get out. And the weather's sunny. It's not windy like it was this last week. So I believe if you don't want to necessarily go shopping with the big crowds, I believe Three Sisters still has where you can give them a call and you can go in and do individual shopping with them. And I think they have some candle sales with them still as well at their the Three Sisters shop. So give them a call. Who else has some great deals? And then Big Ray's has some sales as well. So definitely get onto everybody's Facebook page. They have a lot of sales and specials noted on their Facebook pages. So yeah.
That seems like a whole lot.
There is a whole lot.
Something for everybody, hopefully.
There is. And also, you know, definitely continue to check out our Facebook page mm-hmm. and our Instagram, because we are definitely trying to keep up with everyone's sales and post them and repost them. So definitely keep a lookout on our Facebook page as well.
Okay. Anything you've left unsaid regarding local seasonal specials and sales?
Hopefully not, but I apologize if we have.
Okay, well, we'll move on to our next topic then, which is something that I expect people all around Kodiak and the country at large are familiar with. We are in a labor shortage at present. It's very hard for businesses to find staff right now. Can you tell me a little bit about that? I know the Chamber has been doing a lot of work. You guys have been organizing with local businesses lately to discuss that, correct?
Yeah, so the Chamber has put together what we're calling a hiring committee. And you may or may not, or hopefully have received in your mailbox, a workforce survey. It should have come into your mailbox hopefully about a week ago. But we have put together a workforce survey to take a glance at what's going on within the Kodiak community. We've talked with many businesses, and they've come to us to, you know, try to figure out what's happening. We know that there's been a problem over the last several months and a shortage, and it's hit almost every industry within Kodiak. And we've acknowledged that, and we want to try to help come up with a solution to find out what is actually happening. A lot of us can make assumptions that we know what's going on, you know, whether it's funding, whether it's retirement, whether it's, you know, child care. You know, we can all have an assumption, but, you know, until we have actual data, we don't really know what the problem is. So we decided to put together a survey to at least have some information to make an educated decision, or to come up with some idea of what is actually happening.
I've heard, like, for example, I've seen some headlines that are saying, oh, well, this is what happened in the 08 recession. You had a bunch of people enter retirement early. I've seen other people talking about hiring has been difficult. And, of course, in the context of the pandemic, childcare has been incredibly difficult
Correct.
To provide. Do you know, like, I mean, of course, we've all also heard that people are, you know, pocketing money and deciding to live off of savings. Do you have any sort of sense right now what is going on?
Recently coming back from a conference, there is some sense that, you know, people have gone into retirement, that there are people that are having extreme troubles with childcare, given that, you know, you have a child in school and they're a close contact and they have to be sent home and stay home for several days. Well, then you have to be at home. And if your job is not in a flexible situation, you then also have to be at home. Therefore, you can't work, or maybe you can, but then you have to take time off unpaid. Well, you can only do that for so long, and then you don't have a job. It makes things very complicated. So then there's that situation. So it's childcare. It could be retirement. It then could be you were unemployed and you had unemployment and you saved up that money. Then you're living off of savings. It could be that you don't have to work any longer because your spouse may make enough money and you realize you want to have a better relationship with your kids, or you're now homeschooling your kids and your life is a better lifestyle quality after, you know, COVID round one, round two, whatever the situation may be. It's just a different shift in your lifestyle and you don't want to go back to work. There's a lot of different variables. It may or may not be. And our survey kind of goes through and asks a lot of those questions of, like, did you go into retirement? Are you struggling with childcare? Are you living off of savings? You know, and there is also an open field to answer those questions
right.
to try to find out, you know, what is your situation? Or if you are employed, to answer that as well. Or did you switch jobs? To kind of really, you know, get to the meat of that.
So I've heard, you know, some pretty cynical things regarding what the solution is. One group is like, you know, no more spending. If there were a situation in which we had another like big hiring freeze, like at the beginning of the COVID, you wouldn't want to give any money out. You know, reduce government spending towards anything that might subsidize local businesses and local workers. And then on the other hand of things, you said you have people saying, oh, well, you just have to provide better benefits and pay workers more. Do you have any sort of sense on, is it that simple? Or
I don't think it's that simple of an answer. I think we have to, you know, look at hopefully what this information comes back and it says, like, what some of the problems are. And then, I mean, what our goal is, obviously this survey is not going to solve the problem. We're looking for some solutions to the problem, but hopefully we can look at this and say, these are some of the areas that we as small businesses can help improve, whether, you know, it's wages, it's benefits, needing to help find childcare solutions, whatever it may be, but trying to help find some of those problems. Or the solutions to the problems. And obviously, this is not something that's going to be fixed overnight. But taking this information, going to the businesses, and saying, here's what we have found. From there, obviously, we then want to kind of have a job fair in the future so that, you know, we can say to the community, we've heard you, we've listened, here's what we have moving forward. That's our goal. But obviously, you know, this is a much bigger issue as a whole here and in the lower 48 as well. But, you know, there's so many issues at hand.
Right.
It's like inflation's super high.
Mm-hmm.
There is
nearly 7% now.
Yeah. And from what I've heard, it's just going to continue to climb. It doesn't seem like it's going to be getting any lower anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
But it's trying to, you know, how can we find compromises around the table of, like, you know, how do we figure this out together?
Right.
Because it's, you know, as thing for like small businesses, you know, we can only do so much. It's like, as cost of goods to keep businesses moving and finding solutions and getting people hired, there's only so much everyone can do.
Mm-hmm.
But we also need to have workers and work for everybody, and so it's a delicate balance and trying to find how to navigate all of that for everybody. So it's really, I think, working together and trying to find all of those solutions. So it's tricky, and
right.
I think that's the problem that everyone's having right now, and not just Kodiak, but we are a lot more unique of a situation, or just Alaska at whole, than some of the solutions down in the lower 48.
Do you have a sense that evidently everybody's feeling this sort of difficulty in finding workers at the same time? Do you have any sort of sense that Kodiak's reasons for this might be specific to Kodiak, or do you think it's part of like a just endemic thing?
I think it's probably like an endemic thing, but that's what we're trying to
right.
figure out. It's, you know, I have assumptions of what things could be, and that's where I'm like, I don't want to assume anything.
Right.
And that's really why, like, as a committee, we were like, let's do a survey to try to figure out what the cause is versus, well, I know what it is, or you know what it is, because we really don't know what it is. And like I said, everyone has their assumption, but my assumption is different than your assumption within. Neither of us are right, because if we all knew what it was, then we wouldn't be there.
Sure, right.
So that's where I think we just really need to try to figure out what it is, because we need to solve it as quickly as we can, because I don't want our businesses to close because our owners are working constantly and burning out, or they're working so much that, like, we don't have enough workers to, like, sustain, and it's just, you know, it gets to a point where there's going to be massive burnout. You know, people can only work so much.
It's either the there will be more workers and the economy will exist in the form that it has, or the local economy will have to shrink.
Right. And so it's just, let's trying to, you know, find the solution before everything just kind of like fully kind of collapses and people just also, you know, the workers who are currently working and working super hard. It's trying to make sure that they are still being compensated and rewarded for the jobs that they are also doing. And this is kind of like things that are difficult because they're working extremely hard, especially in situations that are understaffed and mm-hmm. everything. And so then you have people that are kind of trying to come in and be like, well, I want twice as much as pay.
Mm-hmm.
And they're struggling because it's like, well, I need workers. And so then they get paid twice as much as the same worker.
Right.
So trying to find means of like, well, how then do you compensate workers who are already working the same job but getting half the pay? So there's then that. And mm-hmm. so it's trying to find, well, how do you then work with that? So there's been some conversations of how do you handle that sort of situation. So it's trying to, you know, find solutions for even things in that nature that are happening. So is it bonuses for people who are already there, but then people can't afford the bonuses for staff you have and the new people coming in asking for those wages? So it's a really complicated situation all around.
Is the discussion mostly regarding pay, or have some businesses considered increasing like their benefits package?
It's been both, but then there are businesses that don't have benefits to offer.
Mm.
So it's difficult because some places don't have insurance to necessarily offer employees.
Right.
Because insurance rates are super high.
Mm-hmm.
So it's trying to find, you know, is vacation enough? Is like, what are benefits that you can offer employees that will keep employees there?
And how can you give vacation when the business is morbidly understaffed?
Right. So it's a cycle that it's like, how do you, what do you offer and what can you offer to make things, make employees come? So
do you have any sort of sense, like, is it the sort of thing where it's just going to increase the rate of attrition for businesses, or is this something where you have businesses who are telling you, like, the nature of our operation, we cannot continue indefinitely and we will close by like X date if...
No, and I think that's where we're trying to get ahead of that curve. It's trying to be proactive. There are definitely places where it's, you know, there are a lot of positions open, and I think things are still being filled, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's just, you know, trying to understand what's going on and being proactive. I don't think there is anything that's, I'm going to close by X date
mm-hmm.
that I have heard of if we don't get employees.
Right.
And if there is anybody that is going to close by X date, please call me immediately and we will talk and help try to find a solution immediately for you. But it's definitely, there's a lot of jobs open throughout the community.
Right. I mean, it's certainly something that's just as widespread as it can get. Earlier, you mentioned that you might have, I mean, not that you're doing the fortune telling, so to speak, but you mentioned that you had gone to a conference and they had discussed about what kind of they were expecting for, I think you mentioned that inflation might continue as well as like the job shortage. What were they telling you about those broader problems?
Let me remember exactly. I was like, there is so much discussed. It's just that things were continuing and it was not, inflation was not going to be changing anytime soon. And therefore, it's also just kind of like the job market, you know, that they're very closely intertwined. And that was kind of like at a quick glance.
Yeah.
You know, just with kind of where everything is at the moment and shortages with product, things were not really changing at the moment.
Right.
So for the next year, things might be a little.
Same rate of inflation? I mean, we're doing like 0.6% a month or so, right?
I don't know if it was necessarily, I'm trying to recall. So that's like, don't exactly quote me. I don't know if it was going up, but it definitely wasn't going down. So it might be just kind of staying in the same rate.
Mm.
So, yeah. And I can definitely follow up with that and further updates and our chamber updates.
Certainly. How has the inflation been affecting local businesses and their sales?
I am not 100% sure on that, but I would have to check in with our businesses on that. I'm hoping that businesses have been doing very well throughout the season, so I would have to check in with everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I don't envy the position you're in. I mean, these are really big problems, and they're starting to have a pretty serious impact on people.
Yeah, and I hope we can, and like I said, I hope we can come up with solutions for the businesses on the workforce, because I know it is something that will help hopefully everybody once we can find a solution for this. So, and if there is anybody out there who cannot take the survey because it is online, please feel free to call the chamber and we can help walk you through the survey. And that number is 907-486-5557. Or feel free to come down to the chamber and we can set you up online and you can take it online as well. And we are located at 100 East Marine Way, downstairs from the ferry and Discover Kodiak. So if you cannot take it online, feel free to contact us and we can get you set up in another mode. And it is available in English, Spanish, and Tagalog. So
the with the survey in, you know, out and into the public, when are you expecting results back on that, and when are you expecting to have sort of a statement of here's what we heard?
Yeah, so we put it out the week of the 29th of November, and we're looking to keep it open ideally probably to the end of January, and then we'll take, you know, February to take all, get all the data together, and then the first week of February we will most likely have several sessions that businesses and anyone who's interested to come and have like a session of like, here's what we have found. And then from there, we will probably the end of March. And these are all kind of tentative week dates. We have not set anything in stone. But from there, we will then set up a job fair, and that's kind of like availability for location and people's availability who are interested in participating in this job fair for anyone. So like I said, early spring for a job fair for the masses to participate, to look for a job.
As another question, I know even I don't know quite the year, but it's within the next 2 years, I believe, the Coast Guard is supposed to get some new cutters coming up, which means, you know, probably 200 more families or something. Do you think that that might provide relief for the for filling some of these jobs?
I would hope so. One of the things that we also ask is, are people working remotely? And I do know that some people currently are working remote from like different locations. So one hope is that, like, I don't hope that people aren't necessarily working remotely, so they were able to keep their jobs if they transferred up from someplace else. So I don't know if that sort of work type is going to persist and continue. If it is, that's a percentage of jobs that may have been continued to carry over, or new bodies that may have been brought into the Kodiak workforce that aren't necessarily coming and working here. Mm. So it's just trying to figure out, like, you know, how many people that may have come to Kodiak and worked in Kodiak physically aren't necessarily working because they're continuing to work at jobs that they had previously. And that's something that we're looking into, because that's one of the questions. So it's with the ability for jobs to be able to work so remote now, given situations of COVID, how that's affecting. And that's something that it might be affecting our workforce greatly, because, you know, jobs are seeking people out to work remotely now.
Right.
So that is a possibility. But, you know, when there's that many new people coming, there's bound to be workers, hopefully.
Right. I did meet a fellow a few weeks ago who worked for, he did logistics work for like a bicycle manufacturer out east. And he was doing that completely remotely, and he just lived here permanently now because he just liked being outdoors.
Yeah. So technology is wonderful, but sometimes it can be a hindrance of, like, luckily his money and everything is spread locally, but it's like sometimes there's able bodies who could do wonderful things at the same time.
Yeah, he's welcome to stay, but he has to cancel his Prime membership.
Yeah.
What are some of the other events that the Chamber is looking to plan here in the upcoming year?
Yeah, so it's going to be a busy year. We're going to get off and started right away. January 7th, which is a Friday, we are doing our annual dinner, which was postponed from October. So we're going to be doing that at the Convention Center. So feel free to get tickets. We'll be doing post on that probably this week. And then February 4th, we're doing the Coast Guard Annual Dinner. And from there, we're stepping straight into Comfish, which will be March 24th through the 26th. And we are planning to do that in person. So that will be a long-expected event, so I think a lot of people are excited about that.
I look forward for my first in-person Comfish.
Yeah, me too. Will be my first one in person, so it's been a very virtual event for me.
Yeah.
And then we have Craft Fest, which this past week we announced our Craft Fest logo winner and poster winner. So if you haven't seen that,
what's the theme for the upcoming year?
Let's get cracking.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. So if you haven't seen the new logo and poster, head over to the Craft Fest Facebook page. They're posted, so they're very exciting. Some great artwork. So those are there. And then Craft Fest is gonna be in May. And we have a couple events kind of scattered throughout there. We're looking to do our business after hours again, and hopefully everything will start to kind of roll out. But yeah, it'll be a busy year hopefully for us.
Well, I look forward to hearing more about the results for this survey and certainly the job fair. Thank you so very much for your time, Jenna.
Of course.
Is there anything that you think we're missing to wrap up this episode of Talk of the Rock with?
Nope. Just everybody get out, shop local, support your businesses. Just have a fantastic holiday season and, you know, be kind to everyone that's out there.
Okay, sounds good. Well, this has been another episode of KMXT 100.1's Talk of the Rock. I'm your host today, Dylan Simard, and joining me was Jenna Lomaster, Executive Director for the Kodiak Chamber. Thanks again for stopping by.
No problem. Thank you.